Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the Cairo creative herself, Sandy Reavy. Say hi.
So that was on the quick sly.
It was. It is episode 255, June 12th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, we have Thursday, June 15th, Mercury square Saturn.
Don't give up yet.
Saturday, June 17th, Mercury sextile Venus.
Chatting up at a cocktail party.
Saturn stations retrograde.
32 days stalled.
And new moon at 26 degrees Gemini.
What is not being said?
And finalizing the week with Sunday, June 18th, Sun square Neptune.
Check your boundaries like you kick tires.
And in talisman times, Sandy has finished up two talismans. To gain spiritual protection and to widen and broaden my social network. Then three upcoming, including a fertility talisman, health and wellness, and a writing talisman. Then on the horizon, we have more events to share with you, as well as in our house, we're going to discuss one of those special events with you, where Sandy and I are doing a collaboration with one of her teachers and friends, Ariel Gutman. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you.
Hello, Cairo Creative.
Or creature.
Yeah, or creature. Creature might work actually better. I forgot to write your tagline today.
And then you see me on this Zoom call with my whole neck in an ice pack.
Yep.
Oh gosh, I don't know. Yard work and holding a 19-pound, 4-month-old baby boy.
That'll do it. That'll do
it. Gosh. I don't know. He little Gus is little was fussy one day, and I decided to take care of him and for an hour, maybe a little over an hour, and just I don't know, pulled my neck somehow, and he's literally 19 pounds.
That's a big baby.
He's 4 months.
Wow. Yeah.
He's a little chunker.
Yeah. That's great. So shall we go direct to all of our listeners? It is episode 255, June 12th. Hello, everybody. We have a message from Sabina. She is a mentor to spiritual entrepreneurs, and she writes in, Sandy's intention beads are instrumental in the true meaning of the word to help me specify and solidify my long-term vision and life's purpose. I've been wearing my Soul Purpose Wealth bracelet since 2016, and I have just upgraded them for now and beyond. I can't thank you enough for being in my life. Oh. I love you and your breathtakingly gorgeous contributions to everyone's creations. Oh. The vision you've had in your garden is alive and thriving.
Nice. I mean, I love Sabine. Yeah. Thank you. I love that. She's such a good mentor to the spiritual manifestors of the world.
Yes. So let's move into the transits. Thursday, June 15th, we start the week off with Mercury square Saturn.
All right. So let's think about this. Mercury's in his own sign of Gemini. However, he's squaring Saturn. So don't give up yet. Just take some duties slower today. Take some deep towels. If you have want deep towels. You take deep breaths, and I'm looking at this word here. It says, if you have one towel, don't throw it down or don't throw it away. Use as much shelf space. I've never used empty space, but I'm calling it use as much shelf space as needed. You can always get back to it. Maybe focus on one item at a time if need be.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Thursday. It's not a Saturday. It's not a Sunday. It's not a holiday yet. But, you know, Mercury's square, a little stress to Saturn. It's like you might run into, you know,
some stop signs.
yeah, some slowing downs. This is so on purpose. Just don't give up.
Don't throw the towel in.
Don't throw your one towel in. Use shelf space. Put it to the side. Go on to the next thing. Can you get through with that? Nope. Use the next shelf space and keep trying to get something done. It just may be, and Mercury's moving fast. So it can just be, a 12 o'clock noon thing, because it comes in around 11 a.m.
Yeah. Love it. So Saturday, June 17th is a big day. We have three transits. The first is Mercury sextile Venus.
Chatting up at a cocktail party.
Ooh. So
now it's a Saturday and, you know, people are getting along. It's a sextile and it's Mercury and Venus. And, you know, they like to chat and gather and share and, discuss, gossip, and all trivialities are moving quickly through the guests, through the mouths and the ears of people. It's a good time to play a game of wit and competition. And, you know, I love to have games at parties. In fact, I went to a baby shower in Indiana last weekend, and it was like, we all gather in there, and there are probably 60 people. It was a couple's shower for my cousin's baby. And I was like, oh, I hope we play games, you know, because it's just a really good way to be entertained as a group. And they did. And they had a grand prize. So again, you know, how can you play a game for wit and competition? It would be a good time to sign up for, you know, what are those trivia games that I like to go to at a bar, right? Your local bar, and see if you can win. One of the quizzes I love, I probably do about three of them a day, is the Britannica has super quizzes.
Right.
And you get graded, yeah. Right? It's like you have 15 questions and you may get, well, the other day I did one that I thought, oh, I'm never going to get this right. It was about fabric patterns, really, like, you know, like
houndstooth,
yeah, and tartan and checker and
seersucker.
I'm never going to get this, but I got all right.
Wow.
It's nice. Something like that. It's like, you know, having a play, maybe a play on words or something. It's just, it's good to have a little bit of, because Venus here is in Leo. Right. So there is this using your brain for a little bit of competition.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And later in the day, we have Saturn stationing retrograde.
All right. He's stationing retrograde at 7 degrees of Pisces, right about 12:30 in the afternoon. And this I call 32 days of stalled energy. Now he stays, what I find it really interesting, and this is why I called it 32 days stalled, because he'll move backwards from 7 degrees all the way to 0 degrees of Pisces, right? Mm-hmm. So this is a mutable sign. So anybody having mutable placements from 0 to 7 will either have a conjunction, opposition, or square. And these are the little bit more periods of really pushing yourself to do something. However, the 32 days is, he stays at the 7 degrees where he's stationing from June 2nd, where he, you know, again, today's June 17th that we're talking about, but he got to the 7 degree mark on June 2nd and comes off the 7 and goes back to 6, right? It comes off the 7 on July 4th. So this is his 32 days. Where, you know, things may take some time to move, you know, and most may go backwards, right? Because he's going backwards and Saturn is in his lollygag, his period of not working so much. He's on vacation before he starts moving forward on November 4th at 0 degrees of Pisces. So just a time period where, you know, you feel a little bit more of the, maybe it's midsummer heat kind of thing, right? We're not even to summer yet, as the astrologers look at it as the first day of the sun moving into Cancer,
right?
The solstice is what we call the first day of summer. So we're not even there yet.
Yeah, we're on the school schedule right now and everyone's considering it being summer. So let's move on to this last transit of Saturday, June 17th, the new moon at 26 degrees of Gemini.
So yeah, new moon at 11:37 p.m. And the rule, this is a new moon in Gemini, right? So what rules Gemini?
Mercury.
And Mercury is at 11 degrees of Gemini. So there is, and he's moving closer and closer to be under the beams of the sun. So there seems to be something that is not being said and will not be said for a period of time, for maybe 30 days, until Mercury, the ruler of this new moon, comes out of its behind the sun. You know, he's under the beams of the sun. And that may not until July 17th. This new moon is also square to Neptune, on an exact square. So there really is this, what's true, what's not true. And I even had in my notes here that I wonder if there's something going on with our former president about some news. And if we're watching currently, as we're recording this right now, there is things coming out into the open about some indictments. So it just seems that we may be not hearing about all the things that are going on in the background for the next maybe 30 days.
Okay, sounds about right. So let's move on to our final transit of the week, Sunday, June 18th, Sun square Neptune. I love the name of this one.
Right, I call this check your boundaries like you kick tires. Like literally, like high vibe. It's a great high vibe for creativity, and it's a low vibe for being constructive, right? Okay. Because the sun is square, so there's a stress. The sun can be our identity, it's our vitality, it's our personality, it's really who we are, and it's squaring Neptune. In other words, we're really not feeling ourselves. We might be tired, we may be like energetically low for doing anything specific, but it's great for creativity. But when I called, you know, the boundary, because here we're in a mutable sign, you know, the sun is in Gemini and the Neptune is in, has to be, in order for it to be square, has to be also in a mutable sign. And Neptune's in Pisces. So that's where we know. And it's about, you know, where do you hold your boundaries, right? And so how do you kick your tires? You literally kick them to see if they're low. You know, and so I really say, kick your boundaries, check your boundaries.
Right.
By
see if people are encroaching on it. If you've loosened it up a little bit too much.
You know, how can you say, you know, no, not today. You know, I'm not feeling up to it today. You know, versus doing something and going, oh God, I wish I never did this.
Right. Right.
And it's Sunday. So give Father the ice cold can and have him go lay in the hammock in the back and let him, you know, do your thing while he's doing him. Let him have his space.
Yeah. So great week. Let's move on into talisman times, where you just finished up two talismans. The first was June 6th. To gain spiritual protection.
And that one sold. That one left the building. Yeah.
And the next one, Friday, June 9th, to widen and broaden my social network.
Whether professional or personal, my efforts perform well by engaging many interested people into my ever-growing group. We have fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good one because this is mutually receptive. Which when you get a mutually receptive, mutual means two. The moon is in Pisces, making a really nice sextile to Jupiter in Taurus. And so the moon rule is exalted in Taurus, and Jupiter is the ruler in rulership in Pisces. So they're in each other's spaces or places.
Mm-hmm.
We got the moon coming from the ninth house and making this aspect to Jupiter in the 11th house. And it's about sharing concepts and beliefs and encouragement for large groups and social networks. So I really like this one a lot.
I like that one too. So let's move on into the upcoming talismans. You have three. The first is Monday, June 12th, to become pregnant.
My hopes and wishes to give birth to my child is top of my list. My goal succeeds, and soon I hold my healthy baby in my arms.
Mm-hmm.
This is Moon in Aries. In the first house, which is the talisman wearer, right? The first house is the
self
and / the person that wants this to occur, is making a really nice trine to Mars. This is all fire. And of course, the moon is in Aries, ruled by Mars, and Mars is in Leo in the fifth house of children. So This is that beautiful energy.
And Tuesday, June 13th, to improve health and wellness.
Yep. How awesome is this one? This is in the evening on Tuesday. My daily practice is one of healthy support. By following this plan, I increase my strength, durability, and vitality. My body loves this.
Yeah, I really like this one.
Yeah, this is really North Node, Moon, Jupiter, all in the early degrees of Taurus in the sixth house. So the ruler of this chart is Jupiter. Jupiter, Moon is making an aspect to Jupiter. Moon is exalted in Taurus with the North Node in the sixth house, saying, that's my intention. That's my destiny. That's where I'm headed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To improve health and my wellness.
Yep. And I like that you said my daily practice is one of healthy support, because we really have to be supportive of those daily practices, as well as being supportive of our bodies and our mental capabilities. So just like you would support your friend of, hey, we got a big day tomorrow, go ahead and get to bed early, you're going to do that to yourself as well. So moving on, Sunday, June 18th, to publish my writings.
I plant the seed and I set my intention at the new moon in Gemini, just as Mercury, the ruler, is capable and fully able to get my message into book form. My words are marked.
Yes. Beautiful.
Yeah. This is the ruler of this chart. It's a Virgo rising. So that means Mercury. And this is the time of year when there's a lot of alchemical juju for the planet Mercury, because he's in his own sign of Gemini. So Mercury is the ruler of the chart with a Virgo rising. Mercury's up sitting on the midheaven in the 10th house in Gemini, able and fully willing to put words into a placement of recognition. And of course, that moon is still is in Cancer now, making another beautiful aspect to Jupiter with reception. So really good placement for writing and publishing books.
Mm-hmm. And don't forget that the talisman of the month for June is to increase good spirit. My values, hopes, and wishes expand as I engage in humanitarian efforts. We are all elevated. This is the talisman of the month, which you get for a very special price, as well as a shipping credit as soon as you add it to your cart. So let's move on to the horizon, where we have the upcoming July forecast. And if you have not already watched the June forecast and downloaded your cheat sheet, go ahead over to our Patreon account, where you can sign up for a free Big Dipper trial, and you get all of those things ready and waiting for you. And then June 24th is when we're going to be hosting the live July forecast. So go ahead, head over to patreon.com/chattingwiththestars. So next up, we have August 13th, which is going to be the Venus Star Point Talisman Workshop, with a very special guest, Ariel Gutman. So tell me a little bit about this event.
So as you know, every time the Venus and the Sun connect or kiss each other, it's called the Venus Star Point. We create a new Venus Star Point. And we have held talisman webinars or workshops, really, where I make a pair of earrings and the pattern always is different. And I give a lot of personal information. It's about a 2-hour event. And this year, this time, that 20, the one that's coming up at 20 degrees of Leo on August 13th, it's early in the morning especially for the Midwest and the Eastern border of the United States. I've invited Ariel Gutman, and she is the creatress of the Venus Star Point. She wrote the book. She is traveling around the world doing these teachings and explaining, and you know, and she has a really, really nice program that she has incorporated with a practitioner's certification. Mm-hmm. And I'm one of them. And it's growing. There might be about 35 of us around the world now. But she's agreed to come on and do a kind of an intro about what Venus Star Points are.
From the creator herself, which is so cool.
And she's willing to look at everyone's chart as long as you get in early, to look at everyone's chart and giving you a great little bullet point of what this means for you specifically. Right. So that all that information will be coming out in some paperwork just days ahead of this event in August. But get in early, because the early birds will get their charts looked at by Ariel.
It's going to be cool.
Yeah,
I am working on that sign up page, so give me a little bit longer. I will have those links for you in the show notes, hopefully by next week. So I'll give one quick reminder that September 7th through the 14th is the 2023 Amargos Greece retreat that we will be hosting. This is going to be the first of its kind. Sandy was there last year scouting, and the amazing stories that she came back with, the amazing memories and experiences.
And the recipes,
the delicious food, the delicious drinks. So excited to go myself. Greece has always been on my list to witness.
I actually had, when I got back, a god and goddess dinner party of all of the recipes and the little cocktails. Yeah, it was fun.
Yes. So we would love to have you there. Go ahead, sign up, put your deposit down. Or if you are still wondering about a few more things, you can always receive a free 15-minute reading to ask Sandy questions and also see if this retreat is a good fit for you. So
come on.
We'd love to have you. So let's move into our house, where you're going to discuss a little bit more of the upcoming collaboration with your teacher and also friend, Ariel Gutman.
Well, I thought we just did. Yeah, it was actually, we've been talking a lot recently. In fact, when I went there last May to get my diploma and to hang out with her for 2 days and to go to scout the Amargos Island retreat that we're hosting the first one. We talked about doing a Venus Star Point retreat as well. So when we invited her to the event that we're having, and of course that's all on Zoom, that we met in August 13th at like 6:15 a.m. Central Time, which is different. She'll be in Greece at the time. She lives in Greece. We also talked and we'll introduce the Venus Star Point retreat that I and Ariel Gutman is doing together in September in Greece of 2024.
It's gonna be cool.
So I've already got that booked at the Agialis 5-star Agialis retreat and spa, which again is where we're headed. My first retreat there is headed there this year in September. And then next 2024 in September, it's Ariel and I doing the Venus Star Point.
Yes.
A week of really involvement of individual charting.
Yes. And what we also do too, is that anyone that has gone on to the previous retreat the year prior, they actually get first dibs on maintaining their seat for the following retreat for the next year. So it would be wonderful to have you there, go to Greece this year, go to Greece next year, and learn something even new. It's an idea. So
I'm really excited about that.
It's really impressive though, too, that like the creator of the Venus Star Point, your teacher, is going to be sharing her information directly during our talisman workshop. It's very cool.
I know. And then, and I'll go see her again. I'll spend some time with her while I'm in Greece. Mm-hmm. After the retreat. I'll be doing some visiting with some of my buddies over there. So I'll see her and we'll talk more about our next retreat together. So
it's going to be great.
Lots of the Venus Star Point. And if anyone has, you know, I know you have a 19, your moon is at 19 Leo.
Yes.
My rising is 20 degrees Leo. So for you and I specifically, it's just so beautiful that this happens to be the time that Ariel's, but you know, when I invited her and she said yes, I invited her last year, but it was too rushed to get this together. Mm-hmm. So we planned it this time. So that's very important for you and I. And maybe that's why it's like, we're blossoming and opening up that area of the chart for us. And so if anyone has, you know, anywhere from 22 to 18 degrees of Leo, this is very important for you. But again, even if you don't, you have that somewhere in your chart, somewhere in what house it's in. We'd go over that. We say if it's making any aspects and key aspects to any of your natal chart placements. So yeah, it's going to be great.
So excited.
I will run the normal because Ariel's bringing in, you know, she's going to introduce this to her large expansive group as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we may have to cut off, you know, we might only be able to take a certain amount because I can only make a certain amount of pieces.
Correct.
So get in early and just maybe even if you have to email Alex in advance that you want in.
I can start a waiting list. That's for sure. Yep. So I think that's a wrap on this episode 255. So thank you everybody for tuning in. We are signing out, me with the Cairo creative creature.
I know. So my mantra is don't hold a 19-pound, 4-month-old baby.
Fussy baby for an hour. Yeah. But yeah, he's so cute that it's hard not to.
I know.
So thank you everybody for listening in. Of course, we would love your feedback. Remember, email me, alex@intentionbeads.com, or give us one of those 5-star reviews wherever you listen to this podcast. Thank you again, and we will see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Everyone. Bye-bye.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.